Boakale, they sing. The phrase represents the new movement that has taken over the streets of Haiti. People are tired of gangs controlling their lives, and that's why they decided to start fighting back. Jean-Baptiste Kenly says the movement will get bigger every day.
The Boakale, it's a campaign of vaccination against gang violence. The Boakale will continue to eradicate the kidnapping virus in the country.
Gangs now control 80% of Haiti's capital, and they're extending their presence to other parts of the country. People say they have had enough and have started to go after gang members. Some have been set on fire on the streets. Chaos has taken over this Caribbean nation. Neighborhoods like this one have been transformed by the violence in the past months.
I'm here in the neighborhood of Bel Air. This area used to be filled with people, but as you can see right now, it's almost empty. It looks like a war zone. There's been fighting going on between rival gangs. We're told that members of the G9 gang are not far away from here, and they have been attacking this area.
Emmanuel showed us around the area. He says gangs are ruthless. They have set on fire houses here. They also rape and kill. He also says the government has benefited from them.
I want the situation change, but I know the Haitian government doesn't want, because it's good for him. The politicians are the father of gangsters in Haiti.
The United Nations says the violence has increased malnourishment in the country by 30%. Over 100,000 children are at risk of dying because of hunger. The interim prime minister, Ariel Henry, has requested urgent international assistance to help the government fight the gangs. Even though it's been 6 months since the request was made, there has not been an answer.
This should be a force, a multilateral force, with the leadership of one country, whatever country. Unfortunately, there's no country who has been able to accept this great challenge. And so now we are at the point that we require innovative ways to find different solutions.
While the international community continues debating what to do about Haiti, people have been left on their own, going after those who hurt them and waiting for a solution that never seems to arrive. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.